This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. The African Union has asked the junta that overthrew the democratically elected government of Niger to return to the barracks within 15 days, just as the soldiers, facing growing international pressure, met with senior civil servants to discuss how to run the West African country. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Saturday in Australia said how the situation unfolds could affect American assistance.
The fact remains that the very significant assistance that we have in place and that's making a material difference in the lives of the people of Niger is clearly in jeopardy, and we've communicated that as clearly as we possibly can to those responsible for disrupting the constitutional order and Niger's democracy.
Analysts fear that a successful coup in Niger and the sanctions in the aftermath could cause more hardship for the millions of poor people and hungry as well in West Africa.
Teraz sytuacja staje się jeszcze groźniejsza.
Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki says a group of about 100 soldiers from the Wagner Group have moved closer to the Belarusian city of Grodno near the Polish border and could also pose a threat to Poland, he says, calling the situation more dangerous. However, he did not give a source for that information. And the founder of the Belarusian opposition Hanjin Project, which monitors military activity in the country, told Reuters that his group has not seen any evidence of the Wagner Group moving closer to that city. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky visited Ukrainian troops near the eastern city on the front line Saturday. The visit comes on a day that authorities in Zaporizhia say that two people were killed in a Russian missile strike. And the Russian Foreign Ministry says that it has received around 30 peace initiatives on Ukraine. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of flag-waving Israelis renewed their protests nationwide on Saturday after sundown, capping a week of turmoil in which Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu pushed through a highly contested law that limited some Supreme Court powers. From a remote intersection among the lush hills of northern Galilee to the avenues crisscrossing the financial hub of Tel Aviv, protesters were beating drums and blaring horns, taking to the street in a hot evening at the end of the Sabbath. The judicial overhaul pursued by Netanyahu and his right-wing government, the first part of which passed on Monday, has sparked unprecedented crises and opened up a deep social divide. The protests are now in their 30th week. Lebanon's Hezbollah leader has urged Muslims to punish those who desecrate the Quran if governments fail to do so. The AP's Karen Chamas has more.
The comments by Hassan Nasrallah came in a video address shown to tens of thousands gathered in Beirut's southern suburbs to mark the Shiite holy day of Ashura. Nasrallah said Muslims should wait to see the outcome of a meeting of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation in Baghdad. He went on to say that if the OIC does not act against countries that allow the desecration of the Quran, then it was up to Muslim youth to punish the desecrators. I'm Karen Chamas.
The United States is sending Taiwan $345 million in security assistance as part of a long-awaited aid package meant to help the island defend itself from a potential invasion by China. The announcement from the White House on Friday said that the aid that's going to Taiwan is part of a drawdown from existing U.S. weapon stocks. Speaking in Australia, U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin.
The capability that we're providing them is defensive capability. As you know, in accordance with the Taiwan Relations Act, we are committed to helping them get the capability they need to defend themselves. And so this is no change from what we've done.
In Washington, Chinese embassy spokesperson Liu Pingyu told VOA that China opposes the U.S. military ties with and arms provisions to Taiwan. Nicolas Petro, the son of the Colombian president, Gustavo Petro, has been arrested as part of an investigation into money laundering and illicit enrichment, according to the Attorney General's office early on Saturday. Petro previously called accusations that he took money and from drug traffickers in exchange for including them in his father's peace efforts unfounded. For additional stories 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. You can also download our mobile app and listen to International Edition Monday to Friday at 3:30 UTC. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.